Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by Mark Drugs, who specialise in the custom compounding of medications, assuring that the client gets the proper prescriptions for their unique needs and conditions. They work with practitioners, integrating knowledge and treatment of experts to create comprehensive health plans. Visit markdrugs.com or call Roselle 630-529-3400 or Deerfield 847-419-9898. Today my guest is Laura Dankoff, who's a functional medicine nurse practitioner, speaker and author. She has her own practice, which is A Path to Health and Healing. Thank you for joining us today, Laura.
Thanks for having me on. I'm looking forward to this.
Now, we interviewed you about 3 years ago, and you know, so much happens in a period of 3 years. What has been happening in your practice?
Well, I've noticed in my practice over the last 3 to 5 years, the interest in people seeking out LDN as a treatment option has increased, and that's certainly been by a lot of word of mouth, but also some people have actually found me through your website as well and have traveled to see me to see if LDN is an option for them as they're, you know, really frustrated with their health care, feel sometimes they're not getting answers or that there's another way they could be going, and they're wondering if low-dose naltrexone is an option for them.
Mm-hmm. And we didn't say, where is your practice?
My practice is in a little town called Westcliff, Colorado. I used to practice in Iowa for several years in an internal medicine practice, so I still am licensed both in Iowa and in Colorado, and I do virtual and in-person appointments.
Oh, that's very interesting. So what would you say your patient population is?
My patient population is a lot of people with like autoimmune disease, digestive issues, hormone issues, and they're generally people that have already been through the conventional healthcare system and had the traditional workup and either have been handed a laundry list of medications or been told there's nothing wrong with them and there's nothing that can be done. And they, you know, are looking for answers. They don't want to settle for that. They're trying to figure out, you know, with functional medicine, you know, what's the root cause of what's causing them not to feel well. And so this is where we start to look at lifestyle and what's happened along their life timeline. Mm-hmm. And in the process of that, you know, particularly people with autoimmune conditions, Hashimoto's is certainly a big one, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, people that even have severe depression have come to me wondering if LDN would be something that could help them. And a lot of times I learn from my patients, too. And, you know, I'll try to see what research is available out there, but also if there's no contraindication, which would be them being on narcotics is the primary one, then I'd say it's not going to hurt us to try it to see if it helps you. And that was certainly true with some cases of, a couple of cases of severe depression that came to me, and I said, well, I had never really used it in that way, and that was one of the ways that kind of surprised me that it did seem to help anecdotally, you know, just from my experience with these people, that it did seem to help some with their depression. I used it in a patient with Lyme disease, a lot of cases of Hashimoto's, where, you know, we look and monitor their antibodies, and we look at other things, too, that certainly contribute to Hashimoto's. You need to look at gut health, hormone balance, detoxification pathways, and a lot of other things. So it's just not using low-dose naltrexone alone. You certainly want to look at all these other things. And for people that have fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, one of the things that I'm looking for is if they've had prior evidence of exposure to various viruses. And that can be a possible indication of one of the contributing factors to their condition. And I may try antivirals on them, and if that doesn't work, we move on to low-dose naltrexone. And for some, that has just been, you know, phenomenal kind of response to it. And I'm always amazed by it as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting because there are so many people with an autoimmune disease that suffers with depression. And I always think if you took a healthy person who never had depression and give them all the symptoms and the quality of life that some of these people have, you're going to feel depressed just by having to cope day after day with these symptoms. So for the people that are listening at home who maybe think, you know, their depression could be helped in several different ways, what is the first thing that you do if somebody comes to you suffering with depression?
There's a few things that I'll do. First, I want to get an extensive history on them. You know, does depression run in their family? What emotional or physical traumas have they had? What's their nutrition like? Because our gut health is so important to our mental health. So if we don't have a healthy gut, we're not going to have a healthy brain. I may also do a few genetic tests on them, looking like for MTHFR gene mutations and deficiencies, because that can play a role in how people process their nutrients, particularly like folate, and take a really comprehensive look at things. You know, what things have they tried and failed at? So you really need to kind of take a thorough history on them and make sure you've ruled in or out contributing factors to their depression and decide whether or not, you know, using natural herbal remedies or in combination with low-dose naltrexone or in combination with their prescription medicine. I would never just pull anybody off a prescription antidepressant if they're on one, but I may bring on low-dose naltrexone or other nutrients like B12 and folate and things like that if needed to cross that bridge and see if that's an opportunity to work in conjunction with those things, or will they be able to wean down to a lower dose or even off of medication? So you kind of just have to take an individualized approach in each case.
Mm-hmm. And how long would it take if somebody came to you that had been suffering with depression for quite a while and were currently not taking any medication for you to do all the testing and implementing different maybe herbs and supplements, LDN, whatever, before they could start to feel an improvement?
Well, you know, the first thing I'll do is do the evaluation and workup, and then, you know, certainly look at their hormones and gut health as well as look for the MTHFR. But if I'm going to start them on, this is just my experience in the few cases of depression that I've had, and they maybe want to try that, they really see, in my experience, they've seen a difference within the first month of taking it. Now, I know in some cases, you know, in other conditions, you need to give them maybe a longer time, but generally speaking, they're seeing when I'm seeing them back in a month, they're starting to notice a difference.
Well,
and they're excited about it.
Yeah, I bet. You know, there are people that think if you start LDN at the end of the first week, you're going to feel better. But anything takes time, doesn't it? And you have to be patient. What dose do you normally start your patients on?
I will start them on anywhere from 1.25 to 2.5 milligrams of compounded LDN. And if somebody tells me they're very sensitive to things, I may, you know, I had one person one time that was concerned about that, and we started her a little bit lower. And max dose, 4.5. I'd say on kind of an average range where a lot of people will fall into is probably 3 milligrams of LDN. You know, I maybe have a few higher, a few lower, but I'd say that the majority seem to fall into that 3 milligram range.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what age range are your patients?
Well, previously to starting my Path to Health and Healing practice, I was working in internal medicine. So I would see people generally age 18, you know, on up to end of life. But I would say people that were generally seeking out LDN or anthers for their autoimmune would be anywhere from age 20 to mid-50s.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And what about now in your new practice? Do you do any consultations for children?
Yeah, I'm trained as a functional medicine nurse practitioner and family nurse practitioner, so I can see the whole lifespan.
Mm-hmm.
So I do see some children as well.
Mm-hmm. And what's your experience of LDN for children? Have you had any yet?
I have not used LDN on children yet. I'd say the youngest I've used LDN on was somebody that was like 17 prior to starting my current practice. So I have not started any children on it in my practice mm-hmm. as to date.
Well, if
not that I wouldn't consider
exactly. That's what I was going to say. If there is anybody there with a child close to you, you know, you would be able to do it for them. So that's very good.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what about pain? Have you noticed LDN has been a good source of helping with pain?
Yes, it can be. Certainly, I'd probably say my greatest experience in using it for pain would be people with fibromyalgia in helping their symptoms of pain. And certainly, as we know, that if somebody is on a narcotic, I've had some people come in and ask me to do it, and they were on a narcotic, and I said, well, you've got to be weaned off that first before we can start that. I don't want them to have any kind of withdrawal symptoms. So you just have to be careful about that. But otherwise, I'd say my primary experience with chronic pain symptoms are patients with fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm. And have you seen any people with skin conditions that you've used LDN on?
Not that I can recall right now. I think I maybe had one gal that had idiopathic urticaria, which is an itchy skin condition. And what I would say there is a lot of times if somebody's coming in with a skin condition, I'm looking at their gut microbiome, and they may have small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, and I know LDN can potentially help in that way as well to help support the immune system. So I have done it that way. If we're looking at skin conditions, a lot of times those skin conditions can relate back to a digestive condition and then using LDN that way.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of people who use LDN for psoriasis with very good results, but that isn't a quick fix either. I've had people tell me that their skin has stayed just as flaky and patchy for 6 months. And then, you know, they start to have fresh skin appearing and all the scaly bits go, which is just totally amazing. But it is very hard if you've been taking LDN for months and you haven't seen any benefits. It must be hard to continue having faith that it's going to do something for you when you've been taking it long term.
Yeah, and I would say what I generally tell people there, I recommend they stick with it for 6 to 9 months to see if they begin to see some benefit, if they aren't somebody that responds quickly. And I would say the majority of people, they do want to stick with it because they, you know, kind of come up empty-handed other directions. And this is an avenue of hope for them to see if this is something that will help them.
And it must be very satisfying to be a nurse practitioner where people have been to so many other doctors, nurses, whoever can prescribe for them and have come up with nothing, you know, to actually be able to help these patients. You must get quite a buzz from it.
It's very rewarding and very humbling as well. You really care about, you know, as a functional practitioner, you really care about helping people and, you know, trying to get them the answers that they deserve and that they're looking for. And, you know, I don't take that mission lightly at all, and try to do my darndest to try to help them in any way that I can and as naturally as possible to support their bodies in a healthy way. And, you know, certainly LDN is just one of the tools in my toolbox to do that. And I will forever be grateful to the first person that brought LDN to my awareness, who is no longer with us, but she was a woman with stage 4 breast cancer and came to me asking me if I would prescribe it. At that time, this was many years ago, I didn't know anything about it, and I thought, well, I need to look more into this. And so had it not been for her, I might not have ever known of the benefits of LDN and what it can do and seeing how many people have benefited from it.
It's really so rewarding to hear that you were able to listen to one of your patients. It's kudos to you for listening to your patient. You know, there are so many doctors that are so busy. I'm sure patients always recommend different things they would like to try, but they don't always listen and act upon what the patient says. So that's really good.
Oh, thanks. I think 90% of figuring out what's going on with the patient is listening. And if there's something we don't know about, doesn't mean it's not true and doesn't have value. And it's up to us to hear them and look into what they're saying and see if there's merit and value in what they're bringing. Because this day and age with the internet, people are searching everywhere. So it's up to us to try to figure out and decipher what is relevant or not.
Yes. But when you, here in England, the doctors have 10 minutes per patient, and that includes getting up from the waiting room, walking into the doctors and coming out. So if you've got somebody who has an autoimmune disease, who has got a myriad of different symptoms, what can a doctor actually achieve in 10 minutes? I mean, 10 minutes is nothing, is it? Do you think?
Very little. That's why our healthcare system, quite frankly, even, you know, many of us that have worked in the conventional medical setting, the healthcare system is broken. And you cannot begin to figure out, listen, to a patient in that amount of time. So it's like, what is your top symptoms and how are we going to either run a lab or give you a medication in that short amount of time and out the door? Mm. I've never practiced that way. I've just kind of bucked the system a little bit, I guess, and kind of flew under the radar. And now that I have my own practice, like many functional practitioners, I don't take insurance because it dictates too much of that. And it allows me to spend a lot more time with patients as well. You know, my initial visit with a patient is going to be 90 minutes. And follow-ups, depending on the situation, could be 30 to 60 minutes or more. So that's the beauty of, you know, when you do have your own practice and don't take insurance. And that's why a lot of functional practitioners don't, because it dictates those very things about the volume of patients you need to be seeing in a day.
Well, that's really good. So you really work out and give the patient the amount of time that you feel they need.
Absolutely. Because I always worry, you know, if I don't give them the time to tell their story, what am I missing? Mm-hmm. And are we going to go down the right path with their health care if I don't hear their journey, their, you know, what has happened to bring them to this point that they're sitting in front of me now. And it's important that I hear that, because there are so many clues that help put the pieces of the puzzle together.
Mm-hmm. And how long a waiting list do you have?
Currently, people can get into me pretty quickly because I just started my virtual practice in the last 6 months. I had been working in internal medicine, large corporate healthcare system, for many years prior to that. So right now, you know, it's pretty easy for people to get in to see me for a consultation.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really exciting, isn't it? So the telephone consultations that you give, if they mm-hmm. need lab work done, how do you go about doing that?
If they're in Iowa or Colorado, where I'm licensed, we can either run it through LabCorp with their insurance, or I use a discounted lab called Ulta Labs, and that doesn't have to run through insurance, and it costs a fraction of what running things through insurance. And if you have a high insurance deductible and it's not covered, you're better off going through a discount lab. And if they are in another state other than Iowa or Colorado, we can use Ulta Labs where they can do some testing. They can even order it themselves. If they are needing like a prescription for LDN, I have to see them face-to-face once a year if they're in a state other than Iowa or Colorado where I'm currently licensed. Mm-hmm. And they certainly can come see me face-to-face. If they are in a different state, or, I would be more talking to them in a consulting role versus I could not diagnose mm-hmm. them in another state.
Yeah. So. Well, that's really interesting. So would you like to give us all your details?
Yeah, if people want more information, they can find me at www.PathToHealthAndHealing.com. That's PATH to healthandhealing.com. And there you'll find more information. I write a health blog there. You can kind of read my story and why I'm so passionate about taking a functional and natural medicine approach to health care, along with the different kinds of conditions that, you know, I treat and how to schedule an appointment or contact me directly.
You've got me intrigued now. Tell us, why did you go down the path of functional medicine?
Well, like many people that go into functional medicine, there was a health crisis in themselves or a family member, and that was certainly true in my case. I had a daughter born with a hereditary blood disorder and she was very sick when she was young and ultimately had her spleen and her gallbladder removed, and they put her on antibiotics for an extended period of time, and that led to skin conditions, eczema and so forth, and I took her off the antibiotics against medical advice because of what it was doing to her. And we healed her gut, healed her body through natural medicine, because the answer conventional medicine-wise was to give her steroids and immunomodulating agents that would have increased her risk for cancer. And it was just going down a very deep, dark rabbit hole with her at a very young age. And then myself, I had thyroid and hormone-related issues when I was in graduate school and did not want to go down that pathway either, and so started really diving deeper into functional medicine throughout that whole journey with her and with myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure your patients are really pleased, not that you had those obstacles, but that you chose to become a functional medicine nurse practitioner. Well, it's been absolutely amazing speaking with you today, Laura, and I hope, you know, you continue with your practice and succeed, and we wish you all the best.
Well, thank you very much, and I've enjoyed talking to you again, Linda.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
This show is sponsored by Mark Drugs, who specialize in the custom compounding of medications, assuring that the client gets the proper prescriptions for their unique needs and conditions. They work with practitioners, integrating knowledge and treatment of experts to create comprehensive health plans. Visit markdrugs.com or call Roselle 630-529-3400 or Deerfield 847-419-9898. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, Linda, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.